The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, Triangle Foodies, a blog of restaurants and reviews and events in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the N and O ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. From the News and Observer, It's a Southern Thing fully embraces the regional cuisine of the owner's adopted home. This was published May 31st in the News and Observer and was written by Greg Cox. This restaurant is located at 605 West Main Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-294-9632, and they were rated at 3 stars. You walk in, and immediately your eyes start ricocheting around the sprawling converted second floor warehouse space that has become home to It's a Southern Thing since last September. To your left, vivid red B-A-R block letter marquee lights hang at 45-degree angles over a patina-streaked copper bar. To your right, large vintage black and white photos of downtown Durham span a lilac-covered wall. In between, suspended on ropes from a wooden beam over the low partition wall that separates the dining room and lounge, a constellation of glass globe terraria orbits a tattoos sign. You see more signs than you can count. In fact, on nearly every vertical surface, beer signs galore, a neon pig behind the bar, even a couple of repurposed bourbon barrel tops. There's a longhorn steer skull on a rough plank sliding door that you're guessing leads to a separate dining room. And could that be... Why, yes it is! A disc golf basket mounted on the wall near the open kitchen window. Quirky? Absolutely. Random? Absolutely not. Virtually everything you see is a tangible manifestation of the life and culinary career of Pete Suksa, the restaurant's owner. Suksa, a native of New Jersey, relocated with his family some 20 years ago to the Triangle, where he helped his parents open and run La Russa's Italian Delicatessen in Chapel Hill. In the 2 decades since, he has worked in a number of restaurants, most recently as bar manager at Moto, the previous tenant in the space where he opened It's a Southern Thing. He kept the BAR sign from that restaurant as a souvenir. Judging by the food he has chosen to serve at his first restaurant, Suksa has fully embraced his adopted home. Inspired by classic Southern cuisine, he envisioned a fresh take on the repertoire. Everything from fried green tomatoes with local goat cheese and charred tomato bacon jam to shrimp and grits with homemade andouille sausage, with an emphasis on local produce. To put that vision on the plate, Suksa chose Chef Matt Culp, which is where that disc golf basket comes in. An avid disc golfer, Suksa met Culp while playing the game several years ago. Matt was an IT guy back then, Suksa says. I got him into cooking. In the years since, Culp went on to work at Zelli and Ritz, Garland, and most recently McCormick and Schmick's. Low country crab dip, served hot under a blanket of oven-blistered aged white cheddar and accompanied by plenty of warm pita points for dipping, is a deservedly popular starter. So are charred jalapeno and sweet corn hush puppies, though these can occasionally be a bit underdone in the center. Peel and eat shrimp, steamed in Old Bay seasoned shrimp court bouillon, are another winning option. But for many, the smoked wings take the first court first course prize. Fried to order and given a quick dip in a vinegar-based Carolina-style barbecue sauce. These come out fat, smoky, and juicy beneath a crisp skin. You get just three to an order, but there are three whole jointers, big enough that even the wingtip offers some satisfying gnawing. In fact, you can pretty much order anything with smoked in the description and count on a winner. A smoked half chicken, for one, is succulent. Even the white meat beneath a translucent glaze of bourbon barbecue sauce. You don't have to be vegan to appreciate the Faux Cue sandwich, featuring house-smoked barbecue made with lentils and carrots. That is, if you can resist the temptation of pulled pork, served with collard greens, hush puppies, and potato salad, studded with bacon that was cured and smoked in-house. Now, that's not to say the only route to a satisfying meal is by way of the smoker. The jalapeno brined southern fried chicken sandwich is juicy and just spicy enough in a crunchy batter, though the accompanying house-cut fries could be crisper. Blackened North Carolina catfish served over spicy red beans and topped with bacon-creamed spinach and crispy shallots is another keeper. So is the pan-seared red snapper I recently enjoyed as a special. Moist and crisp-skinned, served against a colorful backdrop of garlicky green beans, chilled tomato and herb salad, and adobo cream sauce, the dish was so popular that Chef Culp added it to the summer menu he's rolling out. That menu offers several tempting new options I haven't yet had a chance to sample. KFC, for one, whose cheeky name in this instance stands for Culp's Fried Cauliflower. I could go for the crawfish and shrimp po' boy, too, and how could anyone say no to a strawberry bourbon biscuit shortbread for dessert? And what better way to put the finishing touch on the meal than with a few sips of small batch bourbon from a collection that is the pride of a fully stocked bar? As you leave It's a Southern Thing after your meal, you can't miss a large sign over the exit. In all capital letters, as exuberant as the restaurant's owner, it says, "Y'all come back now, you hear?" Even if you imagine hearing these words spoken in a slightly faded New Jersey accent, you'll likely be happy to accept the invitation. It's a Southern Thing is located at 605 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-294-9632. Next is an article that was published on NC Triangle Dining on June 3rd. Treat yourself to the fancy and flavorful tacos at Bar Taco in Chapel Hill. This was written by Ron Wynn. Bar Taco is located at 201 South Estes Drive, Suite E3 in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-807-8226. When it comes to Mexican food, I'm usually looking for a local taqueria serving up tasty carnitas or carne asada in a down-home setting. But every now and then, I enjoy a more modern take on Mexican and tacos. Bar Taco is a great example of what you can do with tacos with more fusion-style offerings. This small chain of taquerias, 16 total on the East Coast, caught my eye after it opened a triangle location in the summer of 2017. Thankfully, a media invite to visit Bar Taco and try out their secret taco hit my email inbox. It's finally time for a trip to Chapel Hill. Bar Taco sits in University Place next to Silver Spot Cinema in Chapel Hill. Super convenient. Up front, you'll find a wall of terracotta planters in a beach-style patio. Inside Bar Taco, the space has a very organic feel, full of woods and dim lighting and a great-looking space. A large U-shaped bar takes up the center of the dining room, and the staff uniform puts together white jeans with a blue checkered shirt, and it all feels very well put together. Great ambience for a date or small party here, and the dining room is wonderful. At our table, we're given some help by our wait person since we're bar taco newbies. You get a paper menu with all your starters, tacos, sides, rice bowls, and more. Check off what you want with quantities or mark L for gluten-free lettuce-wrapped tacos, and you're good to go. Bar Taco is pretty busy for a Wednesday night, full of local families and students given its proximity to UNC Chapel Hill. And everyone in the dining room is happily munching on tacos, so call me excited. For our media visit, we're given free rein on the menu, and there's so much to choose from. While Bar Taco has a smaller menu for a Mexican restaurant of starters, tacos, sides, and rice bowls, it has a good variety within each food category. And given that I've got Linda Eats World with me to help out, we go a little crazy with ordering. Plantains, grilled corn, cucumber salad along with Baja fish, rock shrimp, pork belly along with the hashtag Bar Taco Secret Spice Lamb. Our sides come out first, some tender, nicely fried plantain nuggets paired with a creamy aioli. Yum! And the grilled corn is fantastic, covered with cotija cheese and a bit of mayo and paprika. Excellent. As we're finishing up our appetizers, the rest of the food comes out and it all looks so good. The only slight miss for me was the cucumber salad. While the preparation was nice, I would have preferred a thinner slice for more surface area and flavor. Even though we ordered a lot of food, Bar Taco tacos are about 2 to 3 bites each, so it's manageable. I start off with the spicy lamb, which features tender ground lamb with harissa and lemon crema, and it's nicely light with a taste of the Mediterranean. Note, hashtag Bar Taco Secret is off menu, so you will have to ask your server to see what's available. The rock shrimp taco is perfectly fried and has quite a bit of spice and heat, which was a pleasant surprise. But I'd have to say that the Asian-style pork belly was my favorite. A thick chunk of sweet, lacquered belly, thick sliced and topped with red onion and cilantro. All the tacos were served with fresh wedges of lime for a quick spritz of citrus on top if you'd like. While we're finishing up our meal, Bar Taco's manager sends us out one final pair of tacos, the cauliflower, which he has raved about. And I'll tell you what, it was a totally satisfying bite served in a red sauce. A very worthwhile vegetarian alternative if you're not feeling the meat. Service throughout our meal at Bar Taco was excellent. While the staff here is quite young, they are well-trained and understand hospitality, which was a pleasant surprise for me from a chain restaurant. And looking over the menu prices, I'm pretty sure you can get out of here for well under $20 for 3 tacos and an adult beverage, which is quite reasonable. So a slow round of applause for North Carolina's second Bar Taco. You're doing a fine job with a modern beach-style taco, and I can't wait to come back for a lunch out on that whitewashed patio. Oh, and as luck would have it, it looks like the third location for North Carolina is being built at North Hills in Raleigh, which would save me a trip to Chapel Hill. Hooray, Bar Taco! Look forward to trying you at your newest location soon. This location of Bar Taco that the author Ronwin was talking about is located at 208 South Estes Drive, Suite E3 in Chapel Hill. And once again, their phone number is 919-807-8226. Next, Osteria G traces culinary roots to Central Italy and captures its spirit. This was published June 22nd in the News and Observer and written by Greg Cox. Osteria G is located at 5160 Sunset Lake Road in Holly Springs. Their phone number is 984-229-7480, and this restaurant was rated 3 stars. For the better part of the last 2 decades, the name Sinelli has been synonymous with Italian-American cuisine in the Triangle. Gianni Sinelli moved here from New York in 1998 and opened the first Sinelli's in Durham in 2001. Brothers Gianto and Peter soon followed suit with Sinelli's, same name but a more casual pizzeria concept, in North Raleigh and Cary. Both of these brothers have since moved on, but Gianni Sinelli stuck around. By his reckoning, he has owned and partnered in 22 restaurants over the years, including Vivo, which remains open on Six Forks Road. The concepts have ranged from family-friendly pizzeria to romantic ristorante, but all have shared a common thread: roots in the Italian-American tradition Sinelli knew while growing up in a first-generation family of restaurateurs in New York. Somewhere along the way, Sinelli began to dream of tracing his culinary roots further back. He wanted to open a restaurant that would serve Italian regional fare with a focus on the cuisine of central Italy, where his family lived before immigrating to New York in 1965. That dream became reality in February, when Sinelli opened Osteria G in Holly Springs. Sinelli's renditions of regional classic dishes aren't slavishly authentic, but they do capture the spirit of the original. The result is good, by and large, sometimes very good, though the kitchen crew are still learning the ropes of cooking dishes rarely seen before in these parts. That said, only an intractable purist could object to a starter of Caracoffee alla Romana, which takes poetic license by adding a dab of mascarpone to the traditional herb stuffing of tender, long-stemmed artichokes. Or bruschetta misti, another Roman favorite, here served four to an order, each with a different topping piled on with a generous hand. Carbonara tradizionale lives up to its adjective with guanciale, and the traditional sauce of raw egg that gets cooked when it's tossed with spaghetti still steaming hot from the pasta pot. Nido di salsiccia, literally nest of sausage, nestles fat, juicy segments of grilled Italian sausage between layers of sautéed broccolini and roasted peppers. Gianni Sinelli would proudly tell you that he makes the sausages from scratch using his mother's recipe. Bronzino Arrosto can be a disappointment to anyone who takes the arrosto at face value and expects a whole roasted fish. What you get instead is a pan-seared filet served over sautéed spinach and creamy risotto. Tasty enough, but still. Porchetta, featuring Heritage Farms pork loin stuffed with herbs rolled in pork belly and slow roasted, was initially offered as a special. It didn't take long to earn a spot on the regular menu, though. It's always a good idea, for that matter, to check the chalkboard list of nightly specials. You'll typically find four items on the list, one for each course in a traditional Italian meal. There's plenty of variety, though, and an occasional surprise in the mix of classics and fresh takes. A course-by-course sampling of recent offerings should give you an idea. Antipasto. A meatball trio showcases wild boar in pepper cream sauce, veal in Chianti sauce, and Angus beef in a spicy arrabbiata. Mini osso buco, made from the small ends of the veal shank, are a charmingly inventive way to transform a traditionally heavy dish into a light starter with no sacrifice in flavor. Primi. Here's where you'll find fresh pastas, including some you're not likely to find elsewhere in these parts. From scratch-made lobster angloniti to spaghetti alla chiarita, which gets its name, chiarita means guitar, from the wire-strung wooden frame that's used to make the pasta and gives it a distinctive square cross-section. Secondi. Pan-seared duck breast, blanketed in a cherry sauce that's brightened with a crisp white wine that takes the place of the customary Chianti. It's another special designed for a regular menu. And dolce, lemon ricotta cheesecake. Anyone who has eaten in a Gianni Sinelli restaurant will recognize this as the real Italian deal. Light and airy and not too sweet. Except for the last time I ordered it, that is, when it was dense and gummy. This was clearly an anomaly given Sinelli's cheesecake track record, not to mention most everything else I've sampled at Osteria G. Other misfires have fallen in the minor letdown category. The Bronzino, for one, and an order of porchetta that arrived slathered in roux-based gravy rather than the promised and more suitable jus. When I asked Sinelli about these miscues, he explained that he hired Greg Goldberg, a French-trained chef who previously worked at Second Empire several weeks after opening Osteria G and is still teaching him the ropes of Italian cuisine. Judging by the overwhelming majority of dishes I've enjoyed here, Goldberg is a quick learner. Sinelli did much of the work himself in transforming the former Little Hen space into a rustically romantic dining room and cozy bar, with a thoughtfully chosen all-Italian list, including building a stone arch between the two. Lining the wainscoted walls of the dining room, a series of vintage black-and-white photos set a nostalgic mood. Along the Italian street scenes and photos of people eating spaghetti, there's a picture of the Sinelli family, taken just after they arrived in New York. Gianni Sinelli, who frequently comes out into the dining room and mingles with guests, will happily tell you who's who in the photo. "That's me. I'm the baby," he'll say as he points to the child in his mother's arms. More than half a century later, Osteria G, a restaurant that celebrates that family's heritage, would make any mother proud. Osteria G is located at 5160 Sunset Lake Road in Holly Springs, and their phone number is 984-229-7480. One more time. That's 984-229-7480. Now from the Eat Raleigh blog, Smashed Waffles, published the week of June 18th. Smashed Waffles is located at 2304 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-200-2200. It's easy to be dismissive of Smashed Waffles as just some off-the-wall, gimmicky idea to attract the NC State Munchies crowd. But they wouldn't be the first ones to try it on Hillsborough Street. Insomnia Cookie has been around for a few years, while Crepe Traditions closed recently. Heck, there was once even a cereal restaurant on the historic street. Originally from Greenville, the Smashed Waffle team started in Raleigh as a delivery-only service. After a few months, they teamed up with Pizza La Stella to collaborate for their brunch service until they occupied the retail space for the new apartments, simply named the Hillsborough. With their distinct yellow covering the space, their trademark smiley face branding every item in the restaurant, and tacky names for their waffles, it's noticeable that Smashed's ultimate goals reached far beyond just their Hillsborough home. They aren't just aiming to be your neighborhood's waffle dealer. They're looking for mass franchising. It has shown in their employees as well, as the employee behind the counter recited perfectly the description of each waffle, even rattling off where the most popular ones are. But despite his recommendation of Smashed's most popular waffles, the OG and Quilted Pig, I ordered the cereal thriller, mostly due to my toddler's insistence. The hexagon treat, no bigger than the diameter of a cookie, was dense with a bit of crispness on the exterior. The waffle itself isn't overly sweet, so the sweet cream icing was a welcome boost of sugar for me and my little one. The sprinkling of cereal was pretty, but sometimes felt inconsequential in terms of flavor. It's hard to believe that any restaurant would be able to survive in Smash Waffles' space on Hillsborough Street selling just waffles alone. Enter the Waffle Witch's menu. The BFF is your stalwart bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich. At worst, I was expecting something along the lines of a fancy McDonald's McGriddle, but I was pleasantly surprised by the quality of my sandwich. The sliced waffle held up as bread, and the bacon was crispy, and the egg was solid. To wash down your waffle, the Smashed crew serves their own brand of coffee and coffee drinks. Smashed offers a lengthy latte menu that is poured either hot, iced, or frozen. On this particular hot Raleigh afternoon, I opted for a frozen Cookie Monster latte. Do not order this latte if you are looking to enjoy the nuance of beans. Make no mistake, this is a sugar and cream loaded bomb. The frozen latte itself was decent, although I did not pick up much of the The frozen latte itself was decent, although I did not pick up much of the cookie dough syrup, but the other accompaniments, like chunks of cookie dough and cookie butter sauce, were very much worthwhile. Smashed coffee may be off the wall, and it may be gimmicky, but that doesn't make it bad. In the realm of sweet little treats, Smashed Waffles does the trick. Smashed Waffles is located at 2304 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-200-2200. And now for some quick Friday fun food facts, which is the title of this article published June 29th, on Triangle Food Blogs, some Wake County restaurant news. Over in Cary, David McCreary pointed out that Mod Pizza, a fast casual joint, is now open at 316 Colonnades Way in Cary's Waverly Place Shopping Center. This is their third Triangle location, with a fourth also in Cary on the way. Down in Garner, friend Lori Lair shared a link to the town of Garner that a Steak and Shake is on its way to fill the closed Grill 57 spot on Highway 401 across from Big Lots. No word yet on a timeline. Don't forget a couple of openings heading our way in downtown Raleigh. The much-anticipated Kyaju Bowl and Bao on Davy Street is set to open on July 6th. And the highly anticipated Morgan Street Food Hall will be open on July 23rd. Also in Cary, reader Wesley Maps noted that the newest location of Clean Eats, both a cafe, restaurant, and a business that offers pre-prepared meals and meal plans, is coming to Stone Creek Village in the former Five Guys space at the corner of High House and David. They already have one location in Raleigh. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Please be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. 832-5138.